Hello, and welcome to Walking with the Tengu, a podcast exploring classic texts for the modern martial artist. When I was younger, I was a bit more reckless with my body and health. Over time, I've accumulated a few persistent injuries: a tight shoulder, an elbow that aches, and a hip that clicks and pops out sometimes when I roll. One is definitely my own fault. The other two were just accidents that happened along the way. One thing is sure, though. As a martial artist who has trained both in his youth and now his middle age, the way I train has had to change. This is because I value longevity. If I wanted to be the best, whatever that means, I could likely train myself harder and then maintain that state for a short while, but no one, and I mean no one, can maintain that state throughout their life. It's not a race I'm interested in winning, because the prize is no longer being able to run. It turns out, Daidoji Yuzan had some thoughts on this topic in his instructional manual for young samurai, the Budo Shoshinshu. Let's take a look. Now, what motivated the Bushi, that is, warrior class, is not necessarily what motivates us today. Daidoji starts off by describing how the point of the warrior is just to be useful to his lord, even if it's just living one more day. For this reason, Daidoji asserts that maintaining one's health is critical to the fulfillment of one's duty. I would argue that regardless of your reasons or goals in life, that this principle will apply. Maintenance of your health, in the long term, is a critical component for the accomplishment of most life goals. He lists various unhealthy things that we could simply think of as anything associated with living in a reckless fashion. For our day and age, let's consider alcohol and drunkenness. Daidoji says that when we are young, we don't really pay as much attention to the dangers of such things due to our youth. Yet, he also points out that there are numerous examples of people who have destroyed their lives, while still young, by engaging in reckless behavior. Sure, you might get away with it once in a while, even for a long while, but that is no assurance that you won't be one of the many who permanently wreck their lives for frivolous and ultimately meaningless pursuits. It will ultimately catch up with you. A person who is not overindulgent and makes healthy choices, according to Yuzan, might live to 70 or 80 and still be relatively capable. Whereas people who engage in reckless behaviors have at best until they are 40 or 50, and those that live longer only do so with some kind of crippling health issues. Remember, this is from an era prior to modern medicine. Correcting the consequences of our poor choices was a lot harder back then. So the stewardship of your health was even more important. However, I don't think that's changed all that much. Sure, we can keep some people alive longer, and there are some things we can fix that they couldn't, but in a lot of cases, while you may still have some kind of life after a poor choice, your body could very well remain with daily reminders of that poor choice for the rest of your life. So, in my estimation, Daidoji's advice is just as relevant today as it was centuries ago. Now, we're likely all martial artists here, so let's put it in those terms. As I've aged, I've found that the way that I train has changed. When I was younger, I could train a lot harder and a lot longer than I can now. Unfortunately, that also meant I was able to train in a more reckless and stupid fashion, taking risks I would be adverse to considering today. I have to be smarter about my training than I was back then. When I was younger, an injury would often barely slow me down. A couple days and I would be back to normal. These days, I find that my ability to return to normal is at best weeks, if not months. Taking a risk during training or a role now has larger consequences than when I was younger. It is these risks that I think line up with what Daidoji is writing about. In my case, I want to keep practicing martial arts as long as I can. While I may not be motivated out of loyalty to a feudal lord, I still care about my goals in life and my ability to be useful to the people around me. So being careful of things that would prevent this goal would be prudent. Obviously, based on what I've already said, first and foremost of these is training in a safe and intelligent fashion, meaning a way that efficiently moves me towards my end goal without incurring injuries that hinder my training. I don't know what martial art you train, but As we all know, some are safer to train than others. Some are harder on our bodies. Remember, this is not a value judgment, just an observation. The point being that you will need to contextualize what I'm talking about for your own training and art. In my case, I currently practice two martial arts, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Iaido. One might say they are at opposite ends of the spectrum. The odd thing, as an aside, is that I find quite a bit of crossover between these two arts when it comes to things like body usage, learning methods, body awareness, as well as structuring my review and self-training during the week outside of class. The two have come to support each other in ways I never expected. However, the point of mentioning these two is that I am much more likely to be injured during BJJ than I am during Iaido. It is certainly possible to unintentionally stab myself during Iaido, usually in the hand or bicep, but if I ever end up doing that, it will be because I was reckless with my training. So when I talk about being intelligent about the risks I take, this primarily applies to my BJJ, but can also apply to the radically different practice of Iaido. My other activities, such as weightlifting or yoga, also apply. I can also push myself too hard with those and injure my body. With Iaido, even though I can be injured doing it, the likelihood is low, assuming I'm careful and pay attention during training. It is also supported by my other practices, so the risk there is primarily that if I'm injured doing one of my other activities, it will negatively impact my ability to train Iaido. If during a roll in BJJ I fail to tap to a lead lock, it's rather easy to get a serious injury. If my knee gets damaged, I may not be able to sit in seiza, and then I wouldn't be able to practice some of my Iaido kata. Injury in one practice has a way of impacting everything else I do and train. All that we do in our lives has the opportunity to impact our martial training for better or worse. Daidoji suggests that if we start protecting our health and making good choices when we are young, we'll be able to maintain a healthier state for a longer period of time. For us as martial artists, it means the same thing. If we train in a way that takes care of our health, we'll be able to train far longer throughout our life. Along with this comes the need for increasing amounts of recovery practices. There are plenty out there, and I recommend you spend some time finding out which ones work best for you. Ones that I consider to apply to just about any martial artist would include getting enough sleep, making healthier dietary choices, and then low-impact movement in between training, things like animal flow, stretching, qigong, yoga, or something else. Our bodies need rest, resources, and recovery time if we want to maintain them in an optimal state. And unless you have some overriding concern that requires you to compromise one of those, you and I both could probably make some improvements in one or more of them today. I know in my case, I need to make a point of getting just a little more sleep, and I could make a few healthier choices when eating. I'm pretty happy with my yoga practice at the moment. Remember those three injuries I mentioned at the beginning of the episode? I've been able to manage and improve each through careful, methodic use of yoga. When not using it for rehab, I like to call it my prehab to keep me out of rehab. Traditionally, martial arts schools were also rudimentary first aid clinics. Bone setting, herbalism, therapeutic massage, and other health practices could often be found in and around training halls in both China and Japan for obvious reasons. There is a surprising amount of modern-sounding advice to be found both in ancient Western and Eastern medical traditions. Hippocrates in Greece, Galen in Rome, and Kaibara Ekiken in Japan all wrote about the importance of regular exercise, healthy diet, good sleep, and hygiene. The root of self-inflicted unhealth, according to Daidoji, is a lack of restraint, which he considers to be a symptom of cowardice. In the philosophical framework he was working within, he tied this to a lack of seriousness towards one's duty as a warrior in the service of one's lord. For us, whatever your end goal motivation is, well, let me stop a moment. Unless your motivation is to be lazy and mediocre, then whatever your goal is will be served by maintaining the primary tool you have towards the execution of that goal, the health of your body, and by extension, the health of your mind. Self-indulgence, acceptance of mediocrity, too much desire for comfort, these are the hallmarks of our modern culture. Instead of celebrating, seeking out the best version of ourselves, we are told to just accept who we are. And if that's what you want, that's fine. Go be that. I, on the other hand, want to be the best possible version of myself at any given time. That does not come through seeking comfort and the easy path. It also doesn't come through reckless self-indulgence or poor decision-making. As Daidoji asserts, the root of the issue is a lack of restraint. If we give in to the love of comfort on one end or reckless poor decision-making on the other, either one has a negative impact on both our physical and mental health. As with so much in life, I would suggest that finding some balance between always pushing yourself to improve and being intelligent with how you push yourself, with an eye on exercising restraint for the maintenance of your health, is the key to longevity in the martial arts. Spend some time thinking on this, and remember to not just talk about your philosophy, but, like your martial art, live it. That's all for today. Please help the podcast out by sharing and telling people about it. The best way you can help us is just by letting people know that it's out there and what it's got you thinking about. Thank you for listening, and talk to you again soon.